Well, we are joined now by the Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Jack Chambers and by the Labour Party Leader Ivana Bacic. Thank you both very much for coming in. I know you've had a long weekend and I'm sure that you're both very tired. Jack Chambers, if I could start with you, your party has had a good election. It will emerge as the largest party in the Dáil. How many seats are you expecting now to end up with?
Good morning, Justin, and thanks for having me on. Look, we've clearly the largest first preference share, and we expect at the moment to be in around 48 seats, which is a real strengthening of our mandate. And I think the leadership of Micheál Martin through the general election period is reflected in this vote share. We expect to take about 27% of the overall number of seats, a really positive result for the party in parts of Dublin, for example, where you know, people like Shay Brennan, Catherine Arda, Shane Moynihan elected. We've gone from 7 to 10 seats there, but also performances in Carlo Kilkenny, where we're taking 3 seats, and from the northwest in Donegal with 2 seats down to southwest in Kerry, where an additional seat there. So a really positive performance in urban and rural Ireland and communities across the country. It speaks to the strong grassroots campaign, but also to the strength of representation and delivery of Fianna Fáil candidates. And I think Fianna Fáil, as a party in this general election, setting out a positive message on delivery under the leadership of Micheál Martin. I think people have voted for that and have voted for his leadership.
Do you expect to be forming a government with Fine Gael once the counting is done?
So the first thing to say on that is, look, we want to have a discussion amongst our new parliamentary party. We've got a lot of new colleagues that will be joining us. We've got and we have to meet in the first instance. But look, there is a route to government. We want to form a strong and stable government, but that has to be underpinned with a broader policy discussion in the first instance. And I suppose that will set the context now for the next number of weeks. We've come out of a government that has worked well amongst 3 parties. And I think, you know, the Irish people expect to have a coherent proposition over a period of 5 years, and that takes work, it takes engagement, and it takes takes cohesion on the substance of what underpins a government, and we'll have to engage now over the next period, having had our internal discussions on the general direction.
Okay. But it's quite clear that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will come back with around 86 seats probably. That's too short of a majority. You won't have enough to form a government with just 2 parties. So is your preference for a third party or for independence?
I think first thing is I'm going to say what I said a minute ago. We have to have that discussion. But I would say is that we'll have that discussion internally. And I think there'll be broad discussions. If you look at 2016 and 2020, all parties had discussions on policy, on the substance that would underpin a government. And I expect that's what will take place over the next number of weeks, where there will be discussions between parties, between independents. And I suppose it's in the aftermath of that where decisions will have to be taken.
What's your own view as deputy leader of your party? Would you favour a couple of independents?
I think it comes down to a programme for government and a policy platform on how we can deliver on the issues that we sought to prioritise in the general election, protecting the economic and enterprise model which works in Ireland, driving forward serious progress on affordability, on housing, for example, and really delivering better public services in disabilities, in healthcare, in education. And that's what we want to do over the next 5 years. This isn't about positions or posturing or general groupings. It's about how we can deliver for the Irish people, how we can put the country first, and how we can show strong leadership.
So do you have a
over the next number of years
of independence over another party, or the other way around?
My preference is how I can best deliver for the communities who voted for Fianna Fáil, and how we can drive forward a programme which will maximise the mandate which we received in the last number of weeks.
All right, Paul Cunningham is saying there that there's no prospect of a coalition government being formed before Christmas. Would you agree with that? That it's going to take longer?
I would agree with that. I don't expect a government to be formed in mid-December, when the Dáil is due to meet on the 18th of December. Probably a Ceann Comhairle will be elected, and there'll have to be time and space taken to make sure we can form a coherent, stable government. I don't think it should take 5 months like it did the last time. COVID obviously complicated that. But I think all political parties need to take the time to see what's possible and try and form a stable government for the Irish people.
But it'll be into the new year. It's just gone 8:30. We'll come to headlines shortly. One more question, Jack Chambers, on the rotating Taoiseach. Fianna Fáil will probably have 10 more seats than Fine Gael going into the next coalition, should you form it with Fine Gael. Is it your expectation that there will be a rotating Taoiseach in the next administration as well?
So look, we're obviously the largest party with we expect to get 48 seats, but I think the context of discussions and negotiations will be driven by mutual respect. That's the glue that will drive a programme for government, and that's the context in which we'll engage. I expect we will lead the next government.
But parity and of esteem,
and we put Micheál Martin forward as our leader and someone who I think the Irish people have supported in the last a number of weeks in terms of his leadership. But we will engage constructively, and I'm not going to speculate on what the positions or the or the wider parameters are on this programme. All I would say is that we respect the mandate of other parties, and we've worked well with Fine Gael and others in the last number of years, and I expect those negotiations to absolutely be underpinned with mutual respect.
All right, mutual respect is the word there. Ivana Bacic, leader of the Labour Party, also with us in studio, and congratulations on winning your own seat and also for the success of your party. How many seats do you expect to finish up with?
Well, thank you very much, Justin. Thank you for the invitation to be here. And first, just to acknowledge my deep appreciation, I'm honoured and thrilled to have been re-elected to represent my home constituency in Dublin Bay South, to thank my great team. And as you say, we've had a really, really incredibly successful weekend for Labour. I think the icing on the cake was Marie Sherlock holding off Gerard Hutch. As Miriam Lord puts it, the thin red line of decency has prevailed. Marie is an incredibly hardworking and committed public representative, and I'm delighted she'll be joining us in the Dáil. You ask how many we'll have for Labour, how many TDs, and we will have a significantly increased parliamentary party. We have 11 TDs, Justin. We will have 11, I should say. 9 are elected, with Owen Kenny, our latest, just late last night in Cork North Central, and we expect Jed Nash and Alan Kelly will be elected later today, and that will bring us to 11. That is a formidable result for Labour. We had 4 outgoing TDs only seeking re-election. All 4 of us were re-elected, and we've got 7 new TDs. And that's, I think, you know, a sign that people wanted that vision of progressive change that Labour offered, the vision of the active state, delivering on building homes for people, delivering healthcare, childcare, disability services, that centre-left vision that I've spoken about during the campaign, and that we want to see realised in the next programme for government.
You campaigned in this election as a party which said it would talk about forming a government, but also a party which said it wanted to go into government. You were quite clear about that. Do you believe that the mandate you were given now from voters is from voters who expect that you will negotiate seriously to be part of the next government?
Yes, and again, I just want to thank and express my deep appreciation to all those voters around the country who voted for our Labour candidates, who put their trust in us. We respect that, and we are deeply appreciative. Can I also acknowledge, Justin, as we're speaking today about our success as a Labour Party, I want to acknowledge the contribution of Green Party TDs in particular, and all those who lost seats, because it's not easy to put yourself forward for election. And you know, and I think we have to acknowledge the tenacity of the Green members of the last government. Yes, we are serious about delivering change. That's why I've said consistently throughout the campaign that we want to forge that common platform across the left and Green movement before we would go into any talks on government formation. We would want to ensure that there is a critical mass there of centre-left and Green TDs who can ensure that the vision we have for the communities we serve can be realised. So we're serious about delivering change.
Okay.
That's why we want to go into that process.
Okay, but Roderick O'Gorman said last night he doesn't believe he has a mandate to go back into government and won't be going back in. You will be talking with the Social Democrats. If they are not interested in going back into government, and we will be talking to them later in the programme, is the Labour Party prepared to negotiate on its own?
Well, first of all, yes, I will of course be speaking both with Roderick O'Gorman and with the Social Democrats later today, I hope, or tomorrow, once we see the final numbers and we see the final seats filled. We are serious about delivering change, and that's why we've talked about forging a common platform. As a lifelong trade unionist,
if it's a case of going alone, though, would you be prepared to do that?
No, not at this stage. We are absolutely not willing to do that. We want to ensure there's the largest number of TDs who share our vision and our values, who want to deliver change on the same basis that we do. And I think anyone on the left, Justin, who's serious about delivering change, whether they're in the Social Democrats, whether they're in independent left groupings, or indeed members of the Green Party, I think they'll see the merit in forging a common platform before anyone talks to any members of the three biggest parties, because we have significant differences with all three of the biggest parties. And what we received a mandate for in this election was the vision of an active state, that vision of a state that will deliver housing, that will deliver public services and disability services, healthcare and childcare. That's what communities are crying out for. Families facing eviction, parents desperate for a special education place for their child. That's what we have committed to doing. And I think I was the only party leader who charted that really clear pathway to deliver for communities in advance of the election.
And if the price of going into government is too high, going into the government with the Labour Party is too high, if, for example, it would be easier, less trouble and less costly politically for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to bring in some independence, what would you say to that?
Well, we, as I say, want to deliver change for communities we represent. And I think anyone on the left who's serious about doing so must engage constructively in seeking to forge a government or forge a pathway into government to deliver on the policies and the vision that we have. I have said I think that a government which is driven or shaped by policies from the far right would be disastrous to the country, disastrous particularly on climate action. And that's something we're passionate about in the Labour Party. So I really want us to be very serious about entering talks on a common platform on the left, and then seeing whether we can therefore shape the policies of the next government in a centre-left direction. Of course, we're mindful of how the Greens have been suffered through going into government. We're mindful of that. Of course we are, and I think anyone on the left will be. But equally, Justin, it's not healthy for democracy for parties to be content to sit in perpetual opposition. We have to look at how best we can deliver on our programme and our vision, because that's what we've offered to people. That's what they have elected us to do. That's why we serve in public representation.
Okay. Leader of the Labour Party, Ivana Bacik, and Jack Chambers, Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader, thank you both for coming in to talk to us today.